That's Duck and Cover, the opening number to Dan Cady and Mark Scarpelli's musical, The Blob.
It's the Steve McQueen movie, and we just thought, wouldn't it be fun to put it on stage? We turned it into a full-fledged musical, so this is song and dance, and it's not high-tech, and there's no... It's an interesting blob when you see it, and it's just campy. But it's been a lot of fun, and over the years, we got permission from Jack Harris, who was the original producer of the original movie, who's still alive, to go ahead and do this for Festival this year. And it's been pretty exciting. So, it's funny, and it's family friendly. And the worst thing that's going to happen is parents are going to have to explain the history of the Cold War to their kids. But besides that, it's just a lot of fun.
This is the third time the Contemporary Youth Arts Company of Charleston will produce The Blob, the first of which was in September 2006 and the second in September 2009. The story takes place in the year 1957 in the small town of Downingtown, Pennsylvania. One fateful night, a meteor falls from space and lands in the middle of a farm, where a curious farmer goes to investigate. What he finds, however, is a small oozing blob slinking out of the meteor. To the farmer's horror, the blob attaches itself to his arm, and soon after, Steve and Jane, the main characters, find the farmer pleading for help. They agree to aid him, and the two teens take the farmer to the town's doctor.
And his arm is slowly being consumed, and so the doctor calls in the nurse, and as the doctor calls in the nurse, the blob consumes the farmer. Then the blob consumes the nurse, and then the blob consumes the doctor. And nobody believes the two teenagers who found the original, the farmer, that there's a monster out there. So they're running around the town trying to convince the town that there's a monster out there.
Katie says that even though this is CYAC's third time producing The Blob, things haven't necessarily gotten easier, and that with each new production, they are presented with new ideas and new challenges.
To try to adapt a movie onto the stage without any kind of camera angles, close-ups, special effects, it's very difficult. It's very hard to make it entertaining and keep the plot line going. And I don't know what the hardest thing was. I guess maybe that final scene with the diner and the fire extinguishers has always been tricky. It should work this time. We're going to build the diner on stage. Yeah, that would be the toughest one. And to educate everybody in the cast what this thing is about, and about the Cold War, and about people worried about flying saucers and the whole nine yards.
The Blob is just one of many shows Cady and Scarpelli have written together. Their first show, Mary, a rock opera, was met with critical acclaim, and they continue to perform it annually around Christmas time. Caitlin Moore and Austin Sussman, two recent graduates from George Washington High School, are regulars of the Contemporary Youth Arts Company, and both say it's the atmosphere of the company that keeps bringing them back.
I love that the pieces are challenging and they're new, and it's different from what every other theater company is doing.
It's the shows and the people. You know, Dan and Mark write some wonderful shows, and I've made some great friends with other cast members and really great relationship with Dan and Mark as well. And also the theater. The Capitol Theater is a beautiful venue, and I love to perform here any chance I get.
CYAC has kind of become my second family. I've only been doing shows for 2.5 years, but it was the first time I ever stepped on stage acting, and I fell in love with it as soon as I did it. So ever since then, I cannot bring myself to take a break.
The Blob is a really cheesy show, but it's a lot of fun, and you can't leave this theater without smiling.
The Blob will open at the West Virginia State University Capitol Center Theater on June 19th. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.